You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So early marriages are not to be encouraged. A relation so important as marriage and so far reaching in its result should not be entered into upon hastily without sufficient preparation and before the marital and physical powers are well developed. So we are going to be unpicking some kind of all these marriages, you know, the hasty marriages and the dangers that come with that. And we are joined on the line by Pastor Bright. Pastor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me today. I pray that you are having a wonderful time already this far.
We are having a wonderful time, Pastor. We are happy as well for you to join us. Before we start, Pastor, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Let us pray. Our God and our Father in heaven, this morning we are grateful because of this privilege of prayer and the privilege of interacting, especially as we handle a matter so dear to many people's hearts. I pray that you give us guidance on how best to explain these matters for the sake of your children. Lead us now, I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, you know, marriage is such a beautiful thing. I think we've all come to a consensus of agreeing that it's a beautiful thing, even though there are humps and bumps there, you know, but we know that it is a beautiful thing. But why is unripe love, Pastor? And why is it dangerous? You know, when you just wake up that day, you're like, I'm going to marry Pastor Bright. And you're not ready. Why is that such kind of a love, you know, Pastor? It's so dangerous.
Yeah, you know what makes me laugh now is to hear that love, marriage is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, even those that are not married would use it and say marriage is a beautiful thing. And because of that connotation, a number of people are looking forward to marriage to a point where they want to enter upon this union hurriedly. Now, let's agree on one thing, that all of us know what love is. But the question is, do we really understand what this is all about? Love remains love as it is, but it comes with it different meanings. It can have affectionate, benevolent, strong liking, romantic to some extent. We are going to talk about sexual implications. I hope I'm not using too strong words for the radio this morning.
It's a safe space.
Oh, thank you so much. So when you look at all that, majority of us are looking at marriage based on the definition of love with the sexual implications.
Yeah.
So because I think and feel I need to satisfy the sexual part of my life, and then you want to begin for marriage. So you meet somebody who is going to tell you, I think I like you, and you like them back, like you did give an example. So you will say, well, Bright, yeah, he moves my heart and all that. At the end of the day, what happens? You are already talking marriage. And this is what happens. Before you hardly know somebody, you're already thinking about marriage. I'll tell you my personal experience from the very first time I got into my first relationship, and guess what? I was only a teenager, and I started talking about marriage. Then when reality dawned, I began to ask myself, why am I talking about marriage? Because I don't even know this person. I don't even understand this person. This person doesn't understand me. Over time, I came to realize that mostly because we want to engage in these relationships when we are still teenagers, it collapses over time and we remain heartbroken. Here is what I picked from the Bible. In as much as the world is talking about love, God also is talking about love. The book is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You'd want to consider verses 4 to 7. Allow me to pick just the first part of verse 4.
Yes, please.
It says, love is patient. You can read the rest of the passage. But love is patient. Allow me to interpret it this way.
Okay.
That if it is genuine love, it will not rush for anything.
Hey.
It will wait. If it is love that means everything for everyone, it will not be in a hurry. It will wait. Here is my conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
When I love somebody, I will not rush them to thinking I'm the best thing that happened. I will have to wait for them to prove me to be the right person. Here is the difference. A man would quickly react to love, but a woman takes time. And so a woman is supposed to understand me over time. Over time, a woman is supposed to develop those feelings for me. Over time, the woman is supposed to build this love towards me. And when that is given time, then we are going to enter into a relationship. So you did ask whether it is unripe love and why is it dangerous. The dangerous part of unripe love is that you and me over time are going to begin regretting.
Okay.
I don't know if you are married. I've been married for 8 years now.
Oh, we are
going
similar.
To my 9th year. You see, there are people that 2 years, 3 years down the line in this marriage begin to ask themselves questions. But why did I marry her? Why did I marry him? A number of people have reached that point of regretting. Why? Because they were in a hurry. And in as much as we are talking about early marriages to some extent, there are people that rush into marriage even when they are old. Now, get me. I am, say, for example, 30. And then I choose to marry somebody I met 6 months ago. That's still another form of early marriage because I don't know my partner. What is 6 years for me? I mean, 6 months for me to conclude that this is the one for me.
Yes.
You need to be serious about it. For us to build long-lasting relationships, then we need to be in long-lasting courtships. But not eternal courtship. I'm saying the courtships are supposed to stay a little longer for me to know this I have decided, and it is going to help it help us that way. It's just that we have a little time on radio, but here is the thing. The word as a definition of love is actually accurate, especially for teenagers.
Okay.
Teenagers strongly want to rush into marriage, especially men. Can I use this word? Pardon me if it is strong. Just because I feel there is some movement in my body, I've tried to simplify the word. I feel there is something that is telling me I need to act. Then I quickly rush into a relationship. And before I know it, because Paul said, for the sake of avoiding temptations, then I'm supposed to get married. You are rushing for something that you're not even well prepared for. Marriage is not just about conjugal rights. There are a lot of other things that we have to be considered before I enter into marriage. Let me summarize this first question in this way. Marriage is a good thing. Love is a good thing. Beautiful as they may be, let us endeavor to enter upon these unions, these connections, when we are 100% sure and ready for us for that. It shouldn't be because I feel there is something that is compelling me even before I know what I am doing to get into marriage.
You know, Pastor, as you were speaking there, you mentioned that how you were, well, whilst you were a teenager, you know, you there was someone that you loved and you thought, you know, you about marriage and stuff. Is there a right age where marriage can start, where you can start thinking about it? Because we do have people like, no, you know what, I've not really thought about marriage, but I'm going to get married maybe at the age of 30. Whilst we have others, the moment they start getting out of their teens, like 20, like, hey, I want to get married now. So is there a right age where, not to get married, but to think about getting married, where someone has to start? And is that thinking, Pastor, you know, should we really set marks? Good, I'm going to get married at the age of 40, at the age of this, or just think about it and pray about it?
Okay, so preferences are key in this context.
Mm.
Let's rule out a certain bracket.
Mm.
Somebody who is still a teenager, I think marriage should not be our discussion.
Okay.
Let us concentrate on books. Let us begin to study and prepare for our future.
Mm.
I have ruled out this age group.
Mm.
If you are 19, even 20 itself, I know people say today because somebody stops being a youth at the age of 18 or all those things. Yes, they say that. But there is one thing that should be very categoric here. There are other things that you are supposed to think about at a certain age. You can't start talking about marriage. Where are you rushing for? You still have time. Relax. You have a long way to go because marriage is a long life commitment.
Mm.
But does really is there a right age that one is going to say, now I am going to get married at 30. I talked about preferences. When I choose to get married at 30, for example, I chose that I was going to get married married at the age of 30, when I was still a young boy. Then I had not even known what it means to marry, but I said 30 is going to be the right time for me to marry.
Mm.
But reality dawned. I married when I was 30, 32.
Mm.
Okay? So, I married at 32, but if you asked me, was I ready at 32? Maybe I was ready 50%, 50%. I wasn't ready because I didn't know what I was entering into. I didn't even consult. But is there the right age for one to get married?
Mm-hmm.
There is no documentation. You can read scripture. You can read all these books. Everyone is giving an opinion to say, let's try to get married at this age. For example, for a woman, they are under pressure at 25 because now they begin to calculate how long am I going to bear children.
Oh, we're losing Pastor there. He's giving us some good, like some very good nuggets. Yes, Pastor, welcome back. We have lost you there a bit.
I apologize for that. I apologize for that. Yeah,
no problem. But you may continue.
I was saying, you set parameters for yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, research on age of marriage seems to center around the average ages for men and women to marry for the first time. Now, the correlation of age and marriage with the success of the marriage and the age at entered upon relates to the establishment of a family.
Mm.
When all of the factors are considered, then it appears that the optimal success of the marriage and the best years for childbirth considerably later than the most popular age for marriage. Perhaps the high divorce rate is due in large part because people rush into marriage.
Mm.
So be sure. Yes, I'm 25, but am I ready? Yes, I'm 25, but do I want this thing?
Mm.
So if you are not sure, then give yourself time. You could be 30, give yourself time. Even 35, especially for men. Wait, I know a man that people were laughing at, but he married at 42.
I don't know why I laughed before you started. You have explained.
Because society is going to push you.
Mm.
So society will tell you, when are you getting married?
Mm.
And these questions come and they trouble a lot of people to a point where they rush in making a decision to marry. Even when you know that, why should I even talk about marriage if I'm under my parents' roof?
Mm.
It doesn't even hold there. We can't even negotiate about it. You know what happened the time that I met my wife?
Mm.
Forget about the other relationships that failed.
the one
I'm married to, the one at home.
Yeah.
When I met her, I was staying by my auntie's place. I had just moved to Lusaka from Livingstone in Zambia.
Okay.
And then I started talking about marriage, and then she said, how are you talking about marriage? You are being kept by your aunt.
Mm.
I felt embarrassed, and quickly I told myself, then I need to apply brakes here and tread upon this pronouncement carefully. And so I gave myself time, moved out of my auntie's place. And then I told her, now I'm ready to marry. He said, you are closer to your decision now. Because, again, it shows that you're independent. But what do you have in the house? Do you have a bed? Do you have plates? Do you have what? She seemed to demand for so many things. But at the end of the day, when I look back today, I am appreciating the fact that she really moved me in that direction. And today, I can tell you that the decision that I made after being patient and guided, today I am able to say marriage is a wonderful thing. Marriage is a beautiful thing because I didn't rush. So age really is not going to be prescribed by anyone.
Okay.
But it is how ready is one to enter upon this union.
Mm-hmm.
We will not say 20 today and then people begin to have pressure to get married at 20. We will not say 30 today and people begin to get pressurized to get married at 30. People get married at different ages. Some people have gotten married at 40, men. For women, the fear is, you know, the issue of age catching up and they reach menopause and all those things. We would understand a woman that is putting pressure to get married by the age of 30, at least to have children before they are 45 or any age beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing things being what they are, no age should restrict you. But when you are relatively young, there will guide you and say, please, books are waiting for you.
So, Pastor, what are some of the considerations that are important before entering a marriage? Because sometimes, you know, we don't consider certain things, whilst those things are actually very critical to look at, to consider, to think about, to pray over before you say, I am ready for that marriage. So what are some of those things?
You see, there are isolated considerations.
Mm-hmm.
People talk about freedom, that if you get married today, your freedom is going to be curtailed.
Mm.
The higher risk of physical and sexual violence. The brides, especially the women, are at a greater risk of experiencing dangerous complications, especially in pregnancy and childbirth. Contracting diseases such as HIV and AIDS, and as well as suffering just domestic violence. So rushing into marriage is never a good thing, like you said at the preamble, and might even cause consequences later in life. You meet somebody today, and you just know that you want to spend the rest of your life with this person. But the question is, how soon is too soon to get married? Because when you rush into marriage, then you are saying you will do everything you can to move forward in your relationship quickly. Now, how do you know if you are rushing into marriage is the question. Now, falling in love and being in love is a beautiful thing. We have said this. We all want to experience the happy moments of spending our life with our significant other. But listen, what if it suddenly hits you? You want to settle down and get married, but then you are not ready to meet the challenges that come along with this package. Now, talking about marriage, talking about early marriage in a relationship may mean that you are already contemplating the thought in your head, and this will lead to you rushing your relationship too quickly. Now, this is what we are trying to say. Let's tread carefully with this. Meeting somebody who tells you they love you today and you say you love them back is not a problem. But the consequences, childbearing, are you able to take care of your children? Diapers are expensive today. The world itself is expensive. I move this woman from her family where she's eating well, and then I come and put her to say, no, we are starting together, when I don't have anything. Within time, she'll begin to regret, and she would want to go back to her parents. And that's why we have seen a high rate of divorce. I don't know about South Africa and the rest of Africa, but here in Zambia, just last year, 32,000 people divorced. Now, you look at 32,000 people rushing to 32,000 marriages dissolved by the courts of law. It clearly shows that a lot of people entered unprepared. paired in these unions. And so when you get, you enter into this marriage hastily, these are the consequences. Remember, God hates divorce. God doesn't like divorce at all. He has only given a certain area that would guarantee you divorce, which is infidelity. But even that, he says, you have the chance to correct this and forgive. But if you choose not to forgive, then you can divorce. But you know what is happening today? We are divorcing freely. And those that rush into marriage, let me quickly say this, that those that rush into marriage, especially our younger generation, they've already taught themselves that I'm using a Zambian language. If this fails, I am ready to leave. And because of the advent of social media, quickly, they post on social media and everyone is going to start saying, just leave. Why should you stay there? It's an abusive marriage and all that. My dear friends, if we rush, my conclusion is we'll crash.
And in that crashing, my pastor, as you're saying that if we rush, we're going to crash. What happens then when a marriage, you know, enters into a hasty marriage? We know the issue of divorce, but besides the divorce itself, because when I'm thinking about it personally, I'm just seeing a strained marriage that after 3 months, they, you know, you can't even look at each other. You know, there were socks, the other socks is hanging by the door, the other one is there. There are the other things that could happen in a marriage that is entered hastily besides divorce.
So, I did mention about physical abuse. There's high rate of violence in these marriages today, because here is the thing. When I'm staying alone, I would put my socks here. I go gallivanting. When I come back, I'll find my socks here and I'm going to use it. When I get married, the lovey-dovey excitement that is there in the build-up during courtship and all that, somehow is met with the reality, because you are going to live with this person forever. So if my wife finds my socks here, she knows it's not supposed to be here, she's going to remove it and put it elsewhere. When I come back because I want it, I haven't found it, the next thing I'm going to ask her, where is my socks? The response maybe will be, at your age, you are putting socks where they're not supposed to be. I removed them. And there, conflicts begin. Conflicts begin and people will begin to quarrel. And before you know it, physical violence is introduced into this marriage. I talked about the today, because I'm still young, my wife is still young, and then she gets pregnant because we rushed into marriage. The next thing she's going to say, I'm not ready to get pregnant again. And they begin to fight because the man wants 5 children. She is already giving up. And this is serious. She has given up because of the pain that she has experienced at the first pregnancy. So she wouldn't want to get married. I mean, you have experience, you're a woman. So you will see at the end of the day that there's going to be this tension. You are not even talking to each other. And should marriage be like that? Remember, God wants marriage to be a little experience of heaven. And are we going to do that if we rushed? No, because there are those issues that relate into personality, levels of maturity, levels of understanding, and all those things. At the end of the day, we are going to have challenges, and these are the consequences that we are seeing today. People are living in marriage only because of children. Had it not been for children, they would have left. Had it not been for children, they wouldn't have continued with this man because he's such an abusive man and all those things. What we want to see are marriages that are built on a solid foundation. Remember, the Bible in Psalms says, unless God builds the house, they labor in vain, they that build without Christ. And so if we are to involve Christ, he's going to guide us to say, this is too early for us. You'll be able to feel it because the Holy Spirit is guiding you. And you are going to be prepared for marriage. Before you know it, you are going to enjoy marriage. There are people that have enjoyed marriage. because they gave it time.
Mm.
There are people that are not enjoying marriage because they rushed into it. Yeah.
Pastor, you know, you said that, you know, time is not enough for us to speak about this, but I think that we have covered most of the issues there. I'm going to ask that, you know, you give us your closing remarks in case someone is out there, you know, they can't hold the edge, as Apostle Paul said, they want to rush into this thing. What would you then, would
to
be
avoid
your,
temptations.
You know, would be your closing remarks? And then after that, you pray for these younger ones, saying that so that they can hold on.
Hold their fire. They shouldn't rush. Yeah. Now, there are challenges, especially when it comes to age.
Mm.
And maybe one other part that we needed to vividly tackle is the issue of age gap. Mm. I want to tell you, maturity in differences. Mm. I mean, maturity differences is very important to consider. Regardless of age, maturity levels often differ among individuals. So you see that there are certain young women that would be more mature than me, even if I'm older than them. So it differs on personality. And so when you enter into marriage, consider maturity. How mature is my partner? Mm. How am I mature? Mm. There is also life stage and goals. If I'm too old for you, you see it, because me, I want to settle at the farm. You still want to live in town. You want to enjoy the luxuries of town. Me, I'm already thinking now I should settle and begin to keep cows,
and
begin
goats.
To keep goats and all that. So we begin to argue on all of those frame issues because we didn't consider the time. There is also power dynamics.
Mm.
Now, it is not uncommon for imbalanced power dynamics to occur in a relationship with significant age differences. I want to dominate. My wife also wants to dominate. At the end of the day, what happens? There is a clash. There is also social and cultural factors. My wife wants to spend time the whole night on WhatsApp, on Facebook,
TikTok.
On Twitter, on Instagram. And me, I am thinking this is the time that we need to begin to plan for what is going to happen tomorrow.
Mm.
So all those are things. Then also phase of life challenges.
Mm.
At a certain age, I'm looking at certain challenges, sicknesses, you know, all those things. Then my wife still wants to spend night. She wants me to take her for lunch. She wants to take me for dinner. And then I'm looking at that. I think it's irrelevant because I want to build. I should buy a plot at this time.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm rushing. Then there are also family disapproval.
Mm.
Families also interfere in marriages because now they think, this one is the wrong person.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't continue this marriage. The last one that I'm going to say is health and caregiving concerns. Physical health, energy levels, and potential caregiving responsibilities may occur as partners age. As a result, this could create imbalances in the relationship and put additional strain on the relationship. If there is a large age discrepancy and the couple decides to have children, caregiving responsibilities for the older or sick spouse while raising children could also affect the relationship.
Mm.
So, my dear brothers and sisters, there is no need for me and you to rush into marriage.
Mm.
Let's give time some time. Even God himself doesn't rush for anything. In due course, he implements what he wants. In the fullness of time, he does what is right.
Mm-hmm.
And so let us allow time to take its course. When the right time has arrived, you will see that all these things that we have said are bad will begin to fall in place. And you are going to say, well, marriage is a beautiful thing. Now, if you rush, these words are going to elude you.
Mm.
You'd have just used them before you got married. Over time, you will say marriage is the worst thing. There are people today who don't even want to look at a man.
Mm.
These are women. There are men that don't want to look at a woman because of what they've experienced at a tender age. It's a trauma if you rush into that. And to heal that trauma, you need serious psychological counseling.
Mm.
But to avoid that, give time some time and it will help us.
Yeah, indeed. Pastor, please pray for our listeners.
Let us pray. God, our Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this opportunity to discuss your word. I pray that what we have shared will help a soul out there. Perhaps there are some who needed to rush into marriage. After this discussion, I pray and implore that Heavenly Father send the Holy Spirit to guide such a one. Give them power to choose what is right. And at the end of the day, Heavenly Father, may the decisions that they are going to make create a heaven experience while on earth. What we want to see, Heavenly Father, are homes that are standing. What we want to see, Heavenly Father, are marriages that are long-lasting. Our desire, our earnest plea and desire is that, Heavenly Father, every marriage that is entered upon, especially for those that are listening, should be a joyful experience. I am asking God, earnestly asking, for your children, give them the patience to wait. And when they would have waited, give them partners that are going to complement them. When all has been said and done, Heavenly Father, we want to ask for a generation that will wait. We know that most of us are rushing things, but teach us your word and help us, Heavenly Father, to stay calm and wait for time. Until the time is right, until the time is ripe, teach us to wait on you. Build our relationships, build our marriages. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor Bright, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us and giving us that advice that you have given us there. I hope that the younger ones were listening and then they will be able to take heed. Have yourself a lovely Sabbath, my pastor.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely one too. God bless.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.